Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atav Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutang Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanutamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, thank you for this reception. You got it? Someone should translate, is it? Translation is going on. Thank you for this reception. It was, from my part, unexpected. This morning I saw all the ladies making rangoli with flowers, and I wondered why, or something special, what's going on? then I realized, oh, it's supposed to be my birthday today. I didn't register. It wasn't that I woke up in the morning and thought, it's my birthday! So, as I usually tell people when they tell me that it's their birthday, I ask them, how many years have you died now? Yeah. No, it's not my birthday, you're right. If people ask me when my birthday is, they ask me how old am I can say, well, on last Janmashtami, it was 37 years. It's my real birth. It was initiation. Prati janme janme shabe mata pita pai Krishna guru nahi mele bhaja hahi ai. Yeah, we just heard the cow is calling, sometimes the goats are calling. They also get a birth. They also get a father and mother. But we don't always get the... Only in human life do we get Guru and Krishna. So we should worship in our heart. I was just reading, I'm going through 250 newly published transcriptions of Srila Prabhupada's lectures and conversations. So this is new material for almost all devotees in the movement. And it's been out, it's been released for some time, but I didn't know somehow or other. So I'm going through it. So one of the things that Srila Prabhupada says there is that just as a man agitates a woman, or by that you can say interacts with, a woman and a child is produced, that is called birth. So the father, guru, interacts with mother, Vedic knowledge, and that is birth. That's how we take birth. So, our birth is ongoing birth, or we can say birth is the beginning of life, so initiation is the beginning of life. And just as nourishment is provided by the father and mother, so nourishment, guru, nourishes. The mother gives milk, the father is supposed to oversee the household, make the situation, and provide a situation in which the mother can nourish the children. There's no mother without husband. In the modern age, they have this idea. So people who approach Vedic knowledge without the proper guru, they're just like bastard children, which is a used to be a pejorative term. If you If you have a mother but you don't know who your father is, or you say, I don't have a father, I don't care for my father, then what are you? Then you're a bastard. It's an insulting term. Bastard child. It means they're born, the mother is not married, and the child is born. So, except in the case of Jesus, no, she was also, well, before she married. It's according to Christian mythology. They talk about Hindu mythology. According to Christian mythology, Mary, the mother of Jesus, got pregnant without any husband. So, that is a condemnable position. If one wants to approach the Vedic literature without taking a guru, you can't understand, you don't get it, you become condemned. So anyway, I won't give a big talk now. I think what's going on here is against GBC rules. You're only supposed to do one Vyasa Puja a year. In Tirupati? It's only supposed to be one a year. Anyway, we can do it every moment also. The celebration is very nicely performed with chanting and dancing. I saw all the devotees chanting and dancing, and that's become a standard feature of ISKCON Vela, which is a good improvement. That in every kirtan, all the devotees are enthusiastically dancing. It's good. That's a very good sign. I was just thinking, a big temple is to be built here. The main part of the temple, or in terms of area, the biggest part is what is, I don't know what it's called in Tamil, but in most Indian languages it's referred to as the Darshan Mandap, or the area where people come, visitors to the temple come, and they have darshan of the Lord. The equivalent of that in Bengal is, in Bengali, that's called the Nat Mandir, or Natya Mandir, which means the place for dancing. So we hope to see in future kirtans with hundreds and thousands of people chanting and dancing. That will be the success. So all please chant, dance, nacho gao bhakta shange karo shankitan. Krishna nama upadeshi tara sarvajan. Taro sarvajan. Oh, tree got broken to feed the goat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was told by his guru to dance, sing, and perform congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And by instructing all the people in Krishna Nama to deliver them all. So that's a formula for us all. So, Vangshim Mohan Prabhu, you also have to join in the dancing. We want that thousands and thousands will dance, but we have to start with ourselves. That is the natural expression of joyous love for Krishna. We may not be fully situated in love of Krishna, but that will come by chanting and dancing. There are so many religions in the world, but there are none in which, only this, in which chanting and dancing is central, singing and dancing is central. Singing and dancing, that not, we don't just believe in God. We don't just respect Him, but our love is overwhelming, so that we feel that we have to sing and dance. That's real kirtan, is when it just naturally overflows out of from our heart to our tongue to our toes. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has some kirtans called Uchasa Kirtan, means just like that, overflowing with ecstasy. Hare Krishna. I won't speak much now. There's a lot of difference between these dogmatic, rather nasty religious processes and Krishna consciousness. Within Hindu culture, there are so many things. You see sometimes they also have animal killing. That's still going on in the sacrifice. And they also have drum beating at that time, but it's a completely different mood that's deeply in the mode of ignorance. And the goat is calling out because it knows it will be killed. It's frightened. Yeah, in Durga temple, Kali. Then Mahabhairav, they also have Shiva temples. So this is the natural function of the soul, to chant and dance in love of Krishna. Not within the scope of religion, so many bad things come. Therefore the atheists, they say that religion is the cause of so many wars. Well, nowadays humanitarianism is in the name of humanitarianism, because they cause just, we're invading Iraq to help the people. Humanitarianism. We killed this Gaddafi in Libya for humanitarian reasons, because he was such a bad leader, misleading the people, or exploiting them. That's what they say. So we can, by the same token that people criticize religion. Religion has caused so many wars. In the Western countries, it's common that people say this. But we can retort, well, nowadays you don't believe in religion, you believe in humanitarianism. So you're using, in the name of humanitarianism, you're doing the same thing. Humanitarianism is supposed to be, just as religion is supposed to give, especially the Christian religion, is supposed to be love of all men, not love of all animals. A different kind of love. I love chickens. I love to eat them. But humanitarianism propounds the same idea without any God. You love all humans. But it ends up just being animalism, that we love all human beings in America. And those in other countries that they're not under our thumb, well, we'll just give them a few gifts from America, and bombs and missiles and special package. So, Hare Krishna! We have to...